Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens Podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today's featured plant is spinach. As a cool season plant, spinach is one of the first crops of spring and a great fall crop as well. You can harvest it at any time to enjoy raw in salads or cook it up in seconds for a delicious side dish that's loaded with vitamins and minerals. To get started growing spinach, you can sow seeds directly into the garden as soon as the soil can be worked, or you can start seeds indoors about 6 weeks before the last expected frost, or simply buy transplants ready to go in the ground. For a steady harvest over several weeks, I like to plant a new crop every 10 days, right up until it's time for summer plants to go in the ground. Then I plant more spinach, starting again in late summer for a steady fall harvest. Spinach grows well in a wide variety of soils, but like most crops, it does best when the soil is well amended with lots of organic matter, especially compost. Add some organic nitrogen-based fertilizer, like alfalfa or soybean meal or blood meal, and that's about it. As long as you have good rich soil, spinach isn't a demanding plant. There are two main types of spinach, the kind with dark green leaves, characterized by their wavy or puckered leaves. They're known as Savoy or semi-Savoy types. They're some of the best varieties for growing in cold weather. And yet some, like the classic Bloomsdale variety, withstands heat better than others. So it offers the best of both worlds. Smooth-leafed spinach is the other type. You know, this is the kind you often see in salads. It can be harvested as baby greens or allowed to grow. Baby's Leaf Hybrid is a great variety in a Burpee Home Gardens exclusive. The flat green leaves are sweet, tender, and easy to clean, and they mature quickly with lots of leaf and little stem. When it comes to pests and diseases, spinach is a gardener's dream since it rarely succumbs to any serious problems. Provide adequate spacing to allow for good air circulation to avoid mildew and proactively check for slugs. They're easily controlled, though, with a number of eco-friendly options from hand picking to placing bowls of beer near the plants at soil level. And then there are other options. And of course, the best part of spinach is eating it. You can harvest spinach whenever you want. This is one of those cut-and-come-again plants that I love so much since new leaves will resprout to replace the ones you cut. Simply snip away individual leaves as soon as they're big enough to use, or you can cut the entire plant about an inch above the soil level. Cutting encourages new growth and another crop of leaves that makes me a very happy and healthy gardener. So that's the down and dirty on growing spinach, and now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.